is, okay, get your kids. But then they got their friends. I pulled up in the Benz. They all got a Benz. We all went to den. And then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. She got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should have got that insured Geico for your money. Money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup. Yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave your ass, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy weed. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all wash and touch him, he gon' make it to a Benz out of that toxin. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is the prize. So stick by his side. I know his dudes ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl. Girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Let me hear that back.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free. The finest years I ever knew. All the years I have with you, and I would give anything I own, give up my life, my heart, my own, and I would give anything I own just to have you back again. Talk to you words again. Mm-hmm.
just to talk to you. Words again, just to hold you once again.
Tell me how you want me. I can feel it in your heart. Christmas Eve on a train bound for nowhere. I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. Be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em,
when to hold 'em,
know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
¶¶
We Good afternoon and welcome to Radio NFA. I am Hune and it's 2:29 p.m. in the afternoon. Today, I just want to touch on a sensitive subject, and I need to touch on it because it's something that I'm living with, or someone I'm living with. And it's to do with mental health condition, or with someone living with someone with a mental health condition. Now, myself, I've been going through a journey with this person, and I'm finding it hard to cope, or I don't know if that's the right word, but I'm finding it hard to deal with it. So if you know anyone that suffers a mental illness and you may have some questions or answers for me, please let me know, because I never expected to go through something like this in my whole life, and I am. And I've been going through this for the last 3 weeks. Well, this is the third week now, and I don't know who to turn to. I've tried the mental health services, and it's just, they seem to be putting it off, or they're putting me off, one of the two. But anyway, I've had lack of sleep over the last 2 weeks. Just coming to terms with all of what he's going through, and some of the emotions he's going through is, you know, the person I know is not the person that's living with me now. I know he'll be back, he'll come back, but I'm just giving him time to let his medication settle in, work for him. But there's some strange things going on, and I think that's why I'm losing sleep over it, because he's fine during the day, he just sleeps all day, and it's just when it comes to the night time when I'm prepared to go to bed, and he tends to wake up when I go to bed, and it's kind of freaking me out. If you guys have any solutions on how I could deal with it, please message our new refurbished website, radio NFA.org. Just leave us a message, because I need to know, and I need to know how to deal with this. I'm finding it hard to contact the necessary people that I need to contact, and I'm talking about professionals. I need to either they're not going to talk to me, or they don't want to talk to me about my friend's condition. But if you have any answers to my solution, please message our website. I need this information, because I'm at my wit's ends, as you can hear, because I'm stumbling, I'm fumbling my words, and I'm finding it really hard because I've had not much sleep last night and this morning. So if you can get back to me about anything, about any of that, please do so, because it'll help me. I'm talking to other people about it, but this is what I needed to offload over the last couple of weeks. I had to offload it's not a problem, but I just needed to offload what I was carrying, a burden, I suppose you could say. So I needed to offload this burden on someone. Unfortunately, it was a couple of the boys from Radio NFA and one of our co-facilitators, but I needed to get it off my shoulders, and I'm finding it really hard to cope. The strain of it all is just really getting to me. But, you know, for my friend, I will hang in there as long as possible, and help him through it as much as I can, or if I can. But at the moment, it's very hard to talk to him, because he's off in some other, doing his thing. So, if he's would like to let me know about, I don't know. I can tell you what his condition is, but I really don't want to put that on air. So any information you may have about how I could deal with it, please let us know. So what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to flick on some commercials and go to some songs, and I'll get back to you later and see how I feel, but at the moment I'm just tired, weary, and beat up, I suppose, is the good word I could use at the moment. But so here's a commercial, and it's a Hell Street Showers commercial. So let's just get the show on the road, and I apologize for dumping this on your fella's shoulders now, but get back to me. This is Radio NFA, mō nā tangata.
Sleeping rough and not feeling the greatest? Community showers are available at James Liston Hostel, 135 Howe Street, Freeman Bay, from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Some clothes are available. James Liston Hostel, 135 Howe Street, Freeman's Bay.
This is for the cool. And that's just the way it flows.
Radio and FA coming to you live. Hey, don't forget about the community lunch here at Urban Vineyard Church. It's 19 Newton Gully Road every Wednesday. They put on a massive community lunch. Saturday morning outside the Auckland City Library from 7:30 to 8:30. That's Hot Soup every Saturday morning, 7:30, outside the Auckland City Library, 46 Lawn Street, Auckland CBD.
Yeah. So all that's left is the proof that love's not only blind but deaf.
Me off of life's little edge, 'cause I'll lose.
Hey guys, Radio AFA on Nonstop Music.
Big Snoop Dogg. Can you be my doctor? Can you fix me up? Can you wipe me down? So I can make you give it up till you say my name like a jersey, jersey. Shutting down the game, be my head coach. So you can, and never take me out till you can taste the win. Do it again and again till you say my name. And by the way, I'm so glad. I just wanna make you sweat. Can you give me up like I'm late from my first class? So I can give it to you up like I'm first draft. Hold you like a paper plane. You know I got paper, babe. But them dollar bills, girl, make it rain. Holiday Inn, come and meet me on my eighth floor. Damn, it feels good, but I feel bad for the main store. And I apologize, but when I slip this, to slip and slide. I just wanna make you sweat. I wanna make you sweat. I just wanna make you sweat. I wanna make you sweat. Sweat. I just wanna make you sweat.
Hey guys, sorry to interrupt your Wanna Make You Sweat song by Snoop Dogg, but just to let you know that Radio NFA will be popping up 2 days a week now. So it will obviously be a Monday and a Thursday. Wednesdays is when we're going to be collecting a lot of content, hopefully, and publishing a lot of our podcasts. So just to let you know, yep, that is 2 days a week. It will be Mondays and Thursdays. So, that's just a little announcement I needed to make right now, and just to let you know that we will not be on here on Wednesdays coming from Urban. Not for a little while anyway, not until we sort out when is it appropriate to broadcast and podcast. We know you like our Wednesdays because that's when we have Wednesdays luncheons here. But in just over the next week, we may not be doing that because we need to start sorting out getting some content together so that we can share with you guys about what's going on out there on the streets, what's happening, the events and news and events and stuff like that. What's happening down Auckland City Mission with Hobson Street Theatre Companies and all the other activities that are going on down there. Also, we need to collect content from LifeWise and what's happening out on the streets. As you know, it's NFA news from the streets. We haven't been doing that lately because we haven't been sourced any content, so now we're starting to do that. We need to document all this because we are going to become, hopefully, a trust and start getting some funding together so we can actually broaden Radio NFA's horizons. And so that we can, so the boys here that are like the original members here can start teaching and training guys up to push on with Radio NFA when we decide to move on. So yeah, so that's the plans for now. I believe there's a relaunch and maybe end of June or maybe end of this month, but I think it'll be end of June, so. Yeah, just to let you guys know. And also, we're out of here at 3 p.m., so that only gives us another minute. So we're going to shut down. You guys have a good week and a good weekend, and we'll see you around. Ka kite anō. This is Radio NFA. Mō nā tangata.
I won't tell you.